Hey, everybody, it's Jonathan. As you know, we are part of Gen Z Media, which means we make all sorts of awesome podcasts for kids, but we also partner with awesome organizations with their podcasts. And today, you get to hear a sneak peek of the first episode of Earth Rangers Podcast. Now, if you've never heard of the Earth Rangers before, they're a really awesome kids, nature, and conservation organization from up in Canada. I've admired them for a really long time. And when I heard they were going to do a podcast, I was really excited. And then I heard the podcast and I got even more excited. And I thought, well, hey, Finn fans will probably dig this if you like animals and you like conservation and sustainability, then you will definitely love this show. So this is the first episode that comes out next week. You should go into whatever podcast app you're using to listen to this show and search for Earth Rangers and you'll find it and subscribe. Or you could go to earthrangers.com/podcast. We'll have a link in the show notes and there's all sorts of links on that page that will help you find the show in the podcast app you use. So I really hope you like it. Like I said, I'm a big Earth Rangers fan and I think you'll dig it. Thanks.
Hello, and welcome to the Earth Rangers podcast. I'm Earth Ranger Emma.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers love animals and take action to protect them. And we also love talking about nature and wildlife. What's the fastest animal in the world? What's a baby kangaroo called? Are there dogs that can climb trees? Do butterflies like to eat butter? These kinds of questions fascinate us, and together, we're going to find some answers. Today, we'll start our quest for animal knowledge by investigating the largest land-dwelling carnivore. And we'll also meet a bird that has flippers instead of wings. But first, it's time to play Who Am I? The Animal Guessing Game.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Here's how it works. We're going to play a sound, and you'll have to guess what animal that sound belongs to. Listen closely, and at the end of this episode, you'll find out if you were right. Ready? Here we go. Okay, I think I have an idea. We'll play it again for you in a little while. But now it's time for
Wild and Wacky Animal Facts!
Okay, close your eyes and let me take you on a journey to the South Pole. Wow! The production value on this podcast is amazing. I can feel the Antarctic chill of the wind. Brr! Today, we're talking about penguins. All right. Now, penguins aren't your average kind of bird. They have wings, but rather than flying, they use them for swimming. In fact, their wings are basically flippers. This makes them great swimmers, especially when diving underwater. The fastest species, the Gentoo penguin, can reach speeds of up to 35 kilometers per hour. That's about as fast as you going downhill on your bike at top speed. Emperor penguins are the tallest species, standing nearly 4 feet tall. The smallest is the little blue penguin, which is only about 16 inches. Wow, they are so cute. I wish you could see them. Oh, actually, you can. You can find some adorable pictures as well as all the other pictures and videos from this episode at earthrangers.com/podcast. All in all, there are 17 species of penguins, and they can only be found in the southern hemisphere, around the South Pole. That means even though they share similar tastes when it comes to climate, penguins and polar bears literally live on opposite ends of the world from each other. Which is funny, because that kind of brings me to our next segment.
Animal Investigation Squad.
Animal Investigation Squad.
All right, so a couple of weeks back, we got this phone call here at the Earth Rangers headquarters. Let me see. Oh, yes, here. Okay.
Message 1.
Hi, this is Earth Ranger Lauren. I'm 8 years old and you guys came to my school a few weeks ago. I was wondering if you could tell me why a polar bear has white fur. You guys know that kind of stuff, right? Okay, thanks, bye.
Polar bear fur. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I totally know that kind of stuff. I'm just not 100%. You know what? I'll just take my microphone and see who can answer this question around here.
Okay. Hey, Bill, why do you think polar bears are white?
Has something to do with the snow?
The snow? But, I mean, what happens if they jump in the water? Did they turn blue?
Hey,
Christina, do you think you can help me out? I'm trying to solve a mystery. Do you know why polar bears are white?
Why are polar bears white?
No, I was asking you.
I don't know.
Hey, Lisa, do you know why polar bears have white coats?
Well, their fur isn't white, it's actually clear. And their skin is black.
What? Black? Well, that didn't really help. Ugh, I'm even more confused. Maybe I'll ask some of our Earth Rangers members instead. Why do you think polar bears are white?
Maybe because there's just something in their body that allows it to look white.
Because, like, maybe it reflects with, like, the color of the mountains. I don't know.
But guys, wait. Did you know that their skin's actually black?
What? Their skin's black? Then how is it white? How is their fur white?
That doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe because the snow, like, goes on there first, so then it, like, just makes it white, because if it's transparent, it wouldn't have any color.
It definitely has something to do with the light.
I think we're getting somewhere. But in order to really find out why a polar bear's fur looks white, I'm going to have to call an expert. So let's do that, right after this quick break.
Attention, please. This is Captain Conservation coming to you with an important announcement. You have been chosen to complete a crucial animal-saving Earth Rangers mission. There are many exciting options to choose from, like...
Battery Blitz Mission.
Your mission. Recycle as many used batteries as you can.
Just One Tree Mission.
Your mission. Create a habitat for animals by planting a tree.
For the Birds Mission.
Your mission. Feed hungry birds by building a homemade bird feeder. Get together with your friends and families to do these fun activities and challenges at home, at school, or in the community that help protect animals and their homes. Choose your first mission today at earthrangers.com.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
What?
Four,
wait.
Three,
oh,
two,
no.
One.
Oh, phew.
All right. Before the break, I was just about to pick up the phone to call a real polar bear expert. So, I'm a little nervous, but here we go.
Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Earth Ranger Emma.
Oh, hi, Emma. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Also pretty curious. I'm talking to real-life polar bear scientist Alicia McCall from Polar Bears International. Where are we reaching you right now?
So right now I am in Yellowknife in the Northwest Territories.
Is it really cold there?
It is so cold today, yeah. It's about minus 49 with the wind chill.
Minus 49. Wow, you must have tons of polar bears outside your window right now.
I'm actually quite inland in Yellowknife, so no polar bears here. And because it's winter, the polar bears are actually out on the sea ice right now hunting seals. So it's a tough time of year to see polar bears.
Uh-huh. So where would you have to go to see them then?
Usually when I see polar bears, it's in Churchill, Manitoba, which is on the coast of Hudson Bay. And those polar bears come onto land in the summer and fall when Hudson Bay sea ice melts. And so when we go to Churchill at that time of year, we can see lots of polar bears.
Oh, that is so cool. Have you ever gotten really close to one?
I have. So I researched polar bears for many years, and part of that research involved actually tranquilizing a polar bear so it sleeps for a short period of time, and you get hands-on with it, and you measure it and take samples, and that helps us understand polar bears a lot better. So I've gotten to do that quite a few times, and it's always really exciting.
Oh, that sounds amazing. A little bit scary, but amazing. Have you ever gotten to get a bear hug from a polar bear?
Well, we don't actually hug them, but I've definitely had to, you know, lift up cubs and move them and things like that. So not a real hug, but I've definitely gotten close. So, Emma, did you have a science question about polar bears?
Yes. What do you call a polar bear on thin ice?
I don't know.
An icebreaker?
No. I'm sorry. I actually have a real question.
Okay.
If a polar bear has black skin and clear hair, why do they look white?
That is a super good question. Polar bear hair is really special. So, like you said, it's clear. It doesn't have any pigment. And so why do they look white? Well, when sun hits that hair, it reflects and scatters all the sunlight. And our eyes pick that up as being white, which is pretty cool. That's like what happens with ice and snow. Polar bears also have a keratin protein in their fur, which is slightly white. And so all of these things make the polar bear look white to us. And polar bears look the whitest when it's really bright outside with a lot of sunlight and when they're clean, because sometimes they can look different colors. So when the sun is setting or rising and the sky is pink and yellow, polar bear hair actually picks up those colors. And so I've seen polar bears that look pink or orange. It's pretty cool. And the polar bears around Churchill, for example, in the summer that have spent a long time on land can even look kind of brown after they've been hanging out in the dirt for a few months. But once polar bears get back on the sea ice and can rub in some snow and maybe even go swimming, they clean right up and they look like the white polar bear that we know and love again.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh, thank you for answering my question. Thank you
so much.
They're a pretty
special animal.
Yeah.
Glad I could help.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Investigation Squad.
Another one of nature's mysteries solved. Man, I'm good at asking questions to really smart people.
Who am I?
So, at the beginning of the show, we heard a special animal sound. And I bet some of you already know what animal we're looking for. Let me play the clip one more time. Ready? Here we go. Now, let me give you a little hint. This animal may actually meet both penguins and polar bears during its lifetime because it lives in the ocean spanning all the way from the north to the south pole. Ready to guess? Okay, if you think it was a whale or dolphin, you are close. And if you guessed orca, congratulations! You're a real animal expert. Did you notice all the different sounds in the recording? The clicking sounds are used for navigation and locating objects underwater through echolocation. And the high-pitched whistles are what orcas use to communicate with each other. And they can get pretty chatty within their pods, frequently calling to each other while traveling and foraging. Each pod, that's what a group of orcas is called, even has its own dialect. Kind of like a secret language that is so distinct that scientists can tell different groups apart just by listening to their sounds with an underwater microphone. I wonder if my microphone works underwater. Testing? Testing? One, two. One, two.
Earth Rangers!
Wow. What a day. I'd better get back to work, but let's summarize. Together, we learned about three amazing animals today. Penguins, orca whales, and polar bears. Sadly, one of the things these three species have in common is that they're all affected by climate change. Rising ocean temperatures and melting polar ice are making it difficult for these and many other species to survive. Luckily, there are thousands of Earth Rangers across Canada who are working hard to protect our planet. These kids are amazing, and they... Hey, what's this? Hey, Steve, did you leave this scribble note on my desk?
Nope.
Someone obviously wanted me to find this. Looks like it was written in a hurry. Let's see. Protect... protected whales by raising $110 with a Bring Back the Wild campaign and fought climate change by completing 3 missions in 1 weekend. Sounds like this note is about a person, and they've done some pretty cool stuff. It must be an Earth Ranger. But there's no name or number on it. That's really weird. Oh, but then on the back there's some sort of a puzzle or code? Ugh, I'm so bad at this kind of stuff. I'm a wildlife biologist, not a private detective. Wait, I have an idea how to solve this mystery. I'm going to take a picture of the note, and then I'm going to upload it to earthrangers.com/podcast, and you guys, yes, you, listening to me right now, you can leave a comment with your solution, and maybe that will help me track down this mysterious ranger, and then I can talk to them about their conservation work. But for now, I gotta wrap this up. Oh, before I go, I want to invite you to share your animal saving stories. You can even send us a picture of yourself taking action to help protect animals. Ask your parents to email us at podcast@earthrangers.com and maybe you can be part of a future episode. If you haven't begun your animal saving journey yet and are looking for some ideas to get started, just go to earthrangers.com for everything you need. Join me again next time when we'll meet some of the biggest wildcats in the world and try to solve the mystery of how bats can fly in complete darkness without crashing into things. Thanks for listening.
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Earth Rangers!
Join me again next... No. Rising ocean... Climate... Penguins are not... Penguins and polar boy... 17 species of... Nature...